Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
But you know that, you know, we're going to be talking about today, and I know John's going to read the scripture in Revelation 13 about the mark and all, but, you know, for years you heard people go, you know, that's the mark. And it's like, no, that's a stamp. It goes on a letter. It's not a mark, you know, or the social security number. You should never take a social security number because, like, and all that kind of stuff. But despite, you know, men trying to predict what is and what isn't, the idea is putting a mark on someone that you can track them. Mm-hmm. You can track them. I know that, and we're going to be talking about is, you know, I was talking to Ashish just last night in India about this, and he's just like, yes, this is what they're doing, and they're gladly doing it. It's called Imprinting India, and their goal is to take the fingerprint and the retina scan. You know, when you go to the eye doctor and they put that thing in your eye and look at the back of your retina, and that's unique, like a fingerprint, so that there's no physical ID at all needed. And it's like, this is amazing. And so also we have, you know, Fareed Zakaria?
You got it.
From CNN that's going to be, you know, sharing. He's doing an interview right here. And what's interesting, too, we talked about Thomas Friedman, the world is flat.
Yes.
Well, this is the man that actually said that statement to Thomas.
Oh, is it really?
Yes, it is.
Oh,
we'll make that. You got to, if you want to get a head start on what's happening in the world, you know, get with God. And then after spending time with him, you know, a good book to read in regards to business is The World is Flat by Thomas Friedman. Mm-hmm. But the man you're going to hear being interviewed by Fareed is the man who said that statement that sparked that whole concept, which means this, it was an economic concept of that you can no longer just do business around the block. It's around the world that you do business.
And everybody can. No longer big companies, but any person can do business now around the world.
That's right. And it's very empowering. And, you know, proof positive, VFN TV, the data radio program, you can go to Japan and you can see all VFN TV stuff, in Japanese, you know, written right there. I mean, we're hoping they're saying good stuff, you know, about us right there, but also in Mandarin and wherever we are. Yeah. I mean, it's just amazing how, and think about this, as Christians, there was a day when the Gutenberg printing press was developed and the Bible began to be printed. And we're going to be talking about Wycliffe, as a matter of fact, a little bit later on today. But that just transformed the world. Long story short, that was one of some of the fundamental roots of how America became America, the United States of America. And because of the Word of God. But now imagine, that was just a few Bibles being printed up. Now there's reports we'll be talking about that I know over 4 billion or something folks have had Bibles, right?
Yeah.
Access to Bibles. And so what are we going to be doing? In other words, the Lord's going to return soon. What are you doing with this moment in time? People go, you know, technology is evil. Well, that's what they said about the Gutenberg printing press. Hmm. And it was actually the religious folks that said that because they didn't want anybody to be able to have access to the Bible because they felt that the common plowman would mess it up. And look, aren't you glad that somebody pushed through that mindset and now we have printers that can print out, but now we have digital media, we have audio and video, and we're, you know, reaching the world. But with that, at the same time, you know, light and dark are growing together, you have men using that technology to begin to control other men. And so a mark, when you think about this, and read that scripture right there, because this is a prophecy written in the book of Revelation, talking about what will happen at the end. And when you hear the word beast, I mean, think of some sort of system set up that's contrary to God, that has people involved in it that are held captive by the adversary to do his will. Listen to this.
Revelation 13, 16 through 18, it reads like this. It also forced all people, great and small, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on their right hands or on their foreheads, so that they could not buy or sell unless they had the mark, which is the name of the beast or the number of its name. This calls for wisdom. Let the person who has insight calculate the number of the beast, for it is the number of man, and that number is 666.
I mean, there's so many, we have prophecies where God's taken me into this vision, this dream, and shown me that all this data gathering, the ultimate goal is that's the reason for it. But until that day comes, let's print as many Bibles as we can. Mm. Until that day comes, you know, we're going to be out of here at some point. Mm-hmm. But until that day comes, let's don't surrender the printing press to darkness. Let's use it for good. And so one example is, you know, India, with its 1. I don't know how many billion folks, 1.2, 1.3, it's actually outgrowing China, is scanning and fingerprinting everybody in the nation. And I'll tell you more about my conversation just last night with a friend of mine, but you got to watch where, when you watch, you know, Fareed talk about it, he's doing this interview, it's going to shock you, but it helps you understand the day and the time that we're in. Watch, listen up.
Imagine creating a system to track 1.2 billion people, photographing them, fingerprinting them, cataloging them, giving them all IDs. My next guest is not just imagining that system, he is tasked with making it a reality in India. Nandan Nilekani is the chairman of India's unique identification authority. His previous claim to fame was as one of the founders of Infosys, India's pioneering technology firm. Welcome.
Thank you, Fareed.
So explain, how does one even think about this? And there's so many parts to it, but let's just first start with the technical thing. So you're taking India's entire population, which I mean previously has barely been counted, let alone, and you're going to try and give every single person a biometric ID.
That's right. We have already enrolled 200 million people in the last 3 years since the project began. And we're using the biometrics to give them a unique number, which so that they don't end up having more than one number. But what's most important is that this is a digital online ID. So we're taking people, many of whom have no ID whatsoever, and taking them to the digital world. So it's like a leapfrogging of identity.
So why is this so important you know, for India? I mean, what one hears about is that these people are supposed to get loans or grants or various things from the government, and most of it never gets to them. I remember the Prime Minister, Rajiv Gandhi, saying that of the $1 that we spend on poor people, on average, the poor person receives 10 cents.
15, I think, but whatever, 15 or 10 cents.
That the middlemen take up all the rest of the money.
Well, actually, there are two primary drivers for this. One is that we have still have millions of people who don't have a formal identity or acknowledgement of their existence by the state. And unless you have a formal acknowledgement of existence, you can't get a bank account or a loan, you can't get a mobile phone, you can't get your entitlements, you can't get a, you know, can't get a job, you can't rent a house. So everything is linked to your basic identity. So this, in some sense, you can think of as a massive inclusion program to get the poor and the marginalized and the identityless into the formal economy. So that's one part of it. The other part is that the Indian government spends something like $60 billion a year on entitlements and benefits to millions of people. And they need to make sure it reaches the right beneficiaries. So by having this ID system, we can make sure that people's scholarships, pensions, employment guarantee schemes all go directly to the right person, either into the bank account or whatever account. So both it makes government expenditure more efficient, effective, and equitable, and it's a massive inclusion exercise.
A massive inclusion exercise.
Hmm.
Think about this.
Wow.
He said over 200?
Over 200 million people already.
And it's important to understand this, that this is from a previous article on VFN TV. This is 2012.
Mm.
So based on that same figures, how many would that be?
At least 500 million by now.
But you know, when it comes to digital, it's exponential.
Exactly.
And I wonder if China's doing this. That'd be almost 3 billion folks, like that, half the Earth's population. And then America's like 5% of the world's population, vulnerable. And so they're saying, you know, that they're saying this is the mindset. And of course, I was talking to Ashish last night and a couple of days ago about it. And he says, people are coming into our country who are not citizens of India, and they're living off the resources here. And this is a way to identify those folks. And we think it's a good thing. And I'm like, geez, you know, what happens if you get a dictator type government and somebody, you know, in control? And he says, well, you got to do it. You can't even catch a cab without this identifier. You can't even turn your gas on without getting this retina scan, the picture taken, put into the catalog. So it's not, I mean, it's not, it's so not far-fetched that we understand by stepping up today and walking in this digital divide, you know, that you're walking to the furnace of this reality, but you're not going to give it up to the adversary. You're going to preach to the very last moment the truth of God and shine the light. But you're looking at the fear of who's coming over the borders cause India to say, wait a minute, we're not going to give money to these foreigners, these illegal aliens. We need to know. And you're looking at a strategy right now in America. And I can't verify this. All I can say from wisdom perspective is they're allowing our borders to be flooded so that you'll be fearful. And you'll say, you know what? We need to do what India is doing. We need this inclusive, you know, we're Americans. We need this inclusive thing. And by the way, America is not inclusive. It's an inviting nation that you can become a citizen of America. We have, it's a whole,
That's the point.
You know, we're inclusive for the world. But there's a process of becoming American, believe it or not. And but so the borders are being flooded right now. And you hear people saying the same thing that Ashish was saying and others are saying is like, they're sucking up all of our resources. We got to be able to focus. So you have fear, you have greed, you have, you know, segregation where all of a sudden, you know, it's us and them. And somehow we have to identify them. Now, as Christians, we actually welcome the foreigner. We just say, you need to do it legally. You, we don't want to give up our freedoms that allows us to preach the gospel and allows us to fail and to do these different things. We don't want to give that up. But fear is the devil's faith to bring to pass his reality. Faith is God's faith to bring to pass his reality. Faith in God instead of faith in fear. And fear is false evidence appearing real. Think about it. That he, the enemy has to convince you to give up your authority and give up your keys and give up your freedom by creating some sort of flow over the borders of people who are made in the image and likeness of God who we're supposed to love to say, I'm not going to give my, I wouldn't want to give my freedom up for that. Because when we get back, we're going to talk a little bit about that because you can't even turn your gas on in your house without having this mark. You can't catch a cab according to Ashish in India right now. India, 1.2 billion folks. You can't even catch a cab. You can't do any business at all without having this identifier, this inclusive mark, just trying to help you and cut out the middle guy. We are talking about they are imprinting India. Their goal is, if you missed it earlier, you can watch it on VFN TV, that to do everyone, to be able to help you out, to cut out the middleman.
Inclusion.
Inclusion. And that works with the statements, us and them. Now, as Christians, we're trying to win everybody, so we just want everybody to be us. Mm-hmm. We want everybody to know Jesus Christ. And so all these different people groups, from our viewpoint, we're wanting to be able to have access into their lives and hopefully they'll be blessed, even to bless those who curse us and pray for those who despitefully use us. So we're definitely not have this like, you know, get off of me type thing. We're like, come to us. But in regards to our nation, obviously, America's a nation of laws. And so there's a way to come here.
That has been said before.
Yes, a nation of laws. I think it was George Washington. Mm-hmm. You know.
One of those presidents.
And so... But you're looking at that same mindset. You're starting to hear people, they're focusing. What is the biggest thing on the table right now? And there's a lot of things on the table. I mean, there's a whole list of them. Mm-hmm. But the biggest thing on the table right now is where our president is saying, I'm just going to, you know, all these people that came over, I'm just going to give them citizenship. And despite it being, you know, I don't know his political viewpoint, so I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that. It's that issue. It's the same issue that India is talking about and what got India into this imprinting India. They're going to put, you know, mark everybody. And it's like you cannot buy or sell. This is what Ashish told me last night. Last night from India, from Prone India, is you cannot buy or sell without having this particular identifying mark in India.
Wow.
And if you don't know this or not, if you read, you know, Thomas Friedman's book, The World's Goal is Flat, that's where business is going. Business is going the way of India. Business is going the way of the Asian continent.
Mm-hmm.
And which means all those practices, and we're only, I know it's shocker to America, we're only 5% of the world's population. This is what we got going for us. If we'll go back to the original intent of this nation, where God the Judeo-Christian values, and that you know God is the reason why all of our rights come from God. That if we'll go back to that, then this 5% has a chance to be, and I truly believe the best days are yet to come for America, because I believe America is going to go there. We have to understand that's what weighs in the balance. Mm-hmm. I mean, the last thing we can be is arrogant, because I mean, even in Romans chapter 11, you know, the word of God's, you know, Paul's writing through the unction of the Holy Spirit, and he says, listen, you know, if God didn't spare the natural branches, don't be prideful or arrogant, because he won't spare you either. So, I mean, we can't just throw our chest out as Americans and say, don't you understand who we are? I mean, the Jews, the natural branches, weren't spared in the beginning of this journey of God, and God's, you know, many Jews have been saved and brought into the kingdom and going to be, and you know, they're God's chosen folks, and they're blessed, and you know, it's just God speaking to the whole earth through Israel.
Right.
But if he didn't understand what he's saying, it's like, hey, do we think he's going to spare America if we don't humble ourselves and just say, you know what, we got to begin to find out what God's perspective is this. And so right now, because you heard earlier when John, you read that scripture, mm-hmm. You can't buy or sell without this particular retina scan. You got to be cataloged. And it's real easy. Think about this. I don't know how many items are in a grocery store, but every single item in that store, not only every item, but how many of those items are cataloged?
They have a skew.
They're skewed. Every employee is skewed. They have a payroll. They have a... an hourly wage, they have a digital clock-in area. The bills are potentially digitally paid. I mean, everything is just tracked, because good businesses, if you watch the bottom line, you'll be profitable and you can take better care of folks and be a bigger blessing to the kingdom. But and who takes over the helm of that thing, who takes the leadership of it, makes a huge difference. And he's saying right now that you cannot buy or sell. Of course, as she's viewpoint of it is, because I guess he has leadership that he agrees with right now, that it's a good thing, because we don't want these people who are coming into our country, India, this is what I'm saying, that's taking our resources that do not have any national ID, that $60 billion dollars a year is giving out in resources. And what he said on the interview with Fareed is that only 15 cents of every dollar is actually making to the person in need. I mean, there's a huge problem there that has to be solved, because all these middlemen, whether it's a family tribal leader, whether it's a government, local government, they're tapping the till by the time that money gets to someone. Mm. But think about it. That means you could cut out, 85% of that $60 billion to get the same effect they're getting today.
Wow.
And so what they want to do is deposit that money directly into the account. But there comes a point in time we got to think about, wait a minute, it just sounds good. I understand it sounds good, but what about JJ? What about the Jews and Jesus? How is this thing going to end up with the church and the Jews? Because if you remember, and hopefully maybe we'll have a picture, you can see it on your screen, when they began to lock up the Jews and people that they didn't want in the community in Germany, they put a number on them to track them. They tattooed it on their arm. And that was the ultimate goal for that system. Notice that you don't hear anything about anybody, how they personally benefited from anything at that time. But what who benefited was the people who took all the Jews' belongings and all the Jews' profits and all the Jews' Christians' things. And remember, Hitler had his own Bible, and he went through the churches, and he became this savior figure. And it was like, what happens to JJ? And so we got to be careful about embracing. We got to be willing to die, willing to say no, willing to live on less, willing to pay attention and abide with the Lord to find out what he wants us to do at that particular moment in time. But think about this. Remember the days that those have gone before us in America, the ones who said when they came over, and if you haven't yet seen this particular movie, you got to see it. What is the name of the movie of the, Monumental. It is a powerful movie. Go to the VFN Torch. You can find out details about Monumental. But it talks about how that these pilgrims just basically said, you know what? We're willing to go through abuse. We're willing to go through possible death. We just want to get to a place that we can worship God freely. When we look at those that are going before us, we think, you know, I can do this thing. They showed up. They didn't have any iPhones. They didn't have any computers. They didn't have any telephones. They didn't have any electricity. They didn't have any systems. They didn't have a Walmart. They didn't have any paved roads. They didn't have any known relationships yet. They just showed up because they loved God. And with God and them, they were able to begin to walk out what we now know through their DNA, a country and a constitution who begins with the First Amendment, that all of our, well, the preamble of the Constitution that says all of our rights come from God. We owe it to those. And so if they can do that, more when we get back from the break, but think about this. If they can do that, we can do this. We can do this thing, even if it means for a moment in time, even 90 days, whatever it is, we got to just say, wait a minute. We just don't need to jump on and go click, 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 accept the mark, accept the mark, accept the mark. Let's just pause for a moment. Let's spend some time abiding with the Lord and say, God, what do you want me to do? And hang around with like-minded people who love God, who are willing to lay down their life for you and the Lord. The ones who love God, love others, and have a desire to lead others to do the same. So when you think about this, then Revelation, this prophecy that John read, that says that there will be this figure that sets up a system that is a, basically an image. And think about everything virtual is an image. Nothing's real, even though it appears real. And that you can't click or sell. You can't buy or sell without this thing. It's happening right now with probably one third of the world's population. No, maybe one third of the world's population. And you have people right now in America that are just saying, yeah, give me the mark. And they're getting tattoos. We got different things people are getting. The tattoo that has all your identity on it.
You know, it's funny you say that. I was just talking to my sons about this, about what people will sign up just for anything. And he's taking a course out of credit and all the, you know, economy. And I said, you know, in college, I saw so many young people who were getting these credit cards, these huge amount interest rates, just for signing up. They'd get a free gift, and it was a T-shirt. You know what I'm saying? And they would, you know, sign up for six or seven credit cards at like 35% interest because they got something. They got a white T-shirt, and you know that without exercising wisdom, people say, just put the chip right there. What do I get now? A Happy Meal? What do I get with that?
All right. Free phone.
And before you know it, you've bought into it. Mm-hmm. So you need to have a wisdom. You need to know, you know, what God is saying. And we shared that in Revelation 13, 16 through 18, and we want to be prepared.
Nothing is for free. I mean, a business does not just show up. They're wanting, whether a relationship, they're wanting, there's a reason for that. And I remember we had a segment on a young college girl that committed suicide because she bought into that. When they went and found her, they found her with all of her bills scattered out in her bed with her credit cards maxed up, and she couldn't see beyond that. She didn't realize that there's a life you can even, you know, even in debt, you can get beyond that.
Absolutely. In the digital world, there's a statement that says that if anything is free, then you are the product. So whatever you get is free. Email services, those are things, you are the product.
Credit reports. Anyway, so we're going to talk about Wycliffe in a moment, but just realize that, you know, it's happening right now, which means this. When you hear what's happening with the Bible and the world, that the Lord's soon to return. I mean, it's close. And the thing about technology is it's exponential. So if you ask somebody a question, you say, listen, for the next 30 days, I'm going to give you a choice. I'm going to give you $100,000 a day for the next 30 days, or I'm going to give you a penny a day for the next 30 days, but I'll compound it every day. It's exponential. So the first day you have one penny. The first day you have $100,000, depending on what choice you make. The next day you have two pennies because that doubled. And the next day with $100,000, you got $200,000. And somebody's going like, I want the $200,000, right? Mm-hmm. Then you go to the next day for the penny, and that's two turns into four. And you, it looks like in the beginning that's like, this is going to take forever. But what happens at the end of that 30 days? The penny's worth more than all those $100,000. So when I'm talking about exponential, it looks like, things are moving so quickly that this next level, this next shift can happen so quickly that once the gospel is heard, once every man has a choice, once the word is out to everyone, the Bible's out to everyone, once the system's established to be able to track all the folks And, you know, our military was tracking everybody in the Middle East. They identified all the people walking by. And so they could know whether they were a terrorist or not. They would stick this identifier right into their eyes. You know, is that not right? That's right. You're talking to a Marine that was there. And they would have this, it's just bio, what's it called? Bio identification, bio ID. And that's what's happening in India. So this all is happening right now. But you're living in the day of fulfillment. These are the most exciting times. Understand this. If you haven't yet, you can make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life. This is God. God is the creator of the universe. He loves us so much that he sent his son to us, the God of the universe, sent his son to us to communicate to us himself, the face of God, the word of God, the love of God, the mercy of God, the grace of God, the forgiveness of God. He is the only God. And he gave his one and only son for us. That if we make Jesus Christ the Lord of our life, because we cannot go beyond our present failures and sin outside of making him. But this is he established this way to be in a relationship with him. It's making Jesus Christ the Lord of your life, which means, you know, you are my leader, you're my Lord, you're my King. Everything you say goes, you know, just you would forgive me and bring me into the family of God. So no matter how this whole thing spins out, and it's gonna, we know how it's going to spin out prophetically, it's not going to be good for those who say no. But those who say yes, you're going to live with God forever in eternity. No more tears, no more pain, no more sickness, no more sin, no more disease. And you're going to be able to rule and reign with Christ. It's a very powerful thing. If you haven't made that choice yet, we shared a couple of our stories at Meet My Father, meetmyfather.org. You got to meet God, our Father, through his son, Jesus Christ. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.